Don, we were just talking to Tyler Sheehy about this team's ability to rally this year. Do you think that this team has a particularly good sense of that?
Well, they better. They've been behind enough, especially to start games. I think when you have the ability to score some goals, I think that's the big thing. You look at our team, five different guys have had a hat trick. You know, what, seven now, guys with 10 goals or more. So when you have the ability to score, you do have the ability to come back. I mean, we've all been on teams or part of teams where, you know, you get down by a couple goals. It's so hard to score that you just don't have a sense or a feel that you have the ability to come back. But if you can score, our power play is pretty good. That, you know, has allowed us to, you know, you win some games. So I think that's a real key, that you do have that ability to put the puck in the net.
Does that worry you as a coach, though, that those guys have that in their back pocket, that they can score goals?
No, I mean, they want to. No, I don't think that's it. I mean, you look at our, you know, shots against is pretty good. I mean, there's areas of our game we have to get better. And obviously, Eric's been better the second half than the first half of the year. And that's going to be critical as we get down to the end of the year. And, you know, he did a good job Saturday night. He gave up two during the course of the game. And, you know, the penalty shot, you know, was one that it was our leading score. He made a nice play. Yeah, so can't fault him in that. But we all know that, I mean, we can't expect to win games, you know, 5-4. You know, come the end of the year. I mean, you got to win 3-2 and 2-1, and you got to be able to shut people down. And, you know, that's what we try to get across to our guys, how important that element is.
I suppose you can't count on winning a lot of games too, where you get the goal with seconds to go.
No, I mean that's I mean that's one of those things that's going to happen, you know, once every number of years. You know, things have to go your way. I mean, to our kids' credit, they couldn't have done it any better. You know, even Vinny had a heck of a screen on the goaltender that, you know, goes unnoticed by the average person until you're reviewing the video. So they all did a nice job with that. But I give our guys credit for the, you know, keep believing, you know, to come back with 2.5 minutes to get to tie and then to give it up, which was a gut punch, and then to be able to say, you know what, we're not finished yet, and to tie it and win it in overtime. It was a big win for us.
You had the dry erase board for that last play. Was that just how you drew it up?
Well, I mean, we had some options there. You know, we did draw it up where Kloos coming off the wall to obviously help out, and he's on his strong side. If he can gather a puck, he can shoot. We didn't talk about Vinny getting the net for screen, Tyler helping out, but we also had, you know, Lee on the backside for a one-timer as a lefty too. So we did have a couple options, but you don't have much time. I mean, with 7 seconds, the puck's got to be delivered to the net within 2 or 3 seconds.
How important is it for your guys to know that they have that capacity to rally as we get into these more meaningful games?
Well, I think it's important that you do know that, you know, if you fall behind by a couple goals halfway through the game, that it's not over, that you still have the sense that you can come back. But, you know, at that, when you do fall behind like that, well, you better buckle down defensively and not give up another one now you can't keep trading goals. I mean, at some point, you know, you chip 2-1, you know, 2-2, or you make it 2-1, then 3-1, 3-2, so you feel like you're making some headway. But sometimes one goal just gives you life. I mean, your whole bench some life, and that's critical too.
That kind of happened with the Vinny goal the other day in Penn State. Down 2-0, he gets a goal, all of a sudden reinvigorated the team.
Yeah, there's no question that, you know, when you get that, I mean, the Saturday game where Bish scored the goal off that rush, but, I mean, that it just seemed like we were going the path, not much was going on, but you needed that one goal to kind of ignite you, and then there's a little bit more jump in the guy's step. So, you know, we've, you know, it's been above. You go through a season, it's not only a physical roller coaster, it's an emotional roller coaster too. And obviously the guys were pretty excited on Saturday night, but, you know, now you got to put that behind you, and that's in the rearview mirror, and it's all about preparation for this week and doing everything we can to be in the best position mentally and physically when the puck drops Friday night.
Pitlick's been very good lately, mm-hmm. and particularly good over the weekend. Has there been a point recently where you saw a light bulb go on for him?
No, I don't think there's anything recent. I mean, he had some good opportunities, and he's got such a good shot. The one thing, we'd like him to be a little bit more selfish more at time, because he's still, you know, looking to pass more than shoot. But he's got a tremendous shot. And I think for him, you know, he had a transition to college, which a lot of guys do, and I think he's getting more and more confident, and that line's been a real good line for us since we put them together before Christmas time, and that's, with all the monkeying around we've done, that's the one thing we've tried to keep that unit together.
What does Justin do as a center that makes those other two so successful at wing?
His energy. He plays so hard that he forces other people to play hard around him. He plays with such pace that if you're not getting up and down the rink, you're going to be 20, 30 feet behind him. And I think that comfort level that he's really good defensively, that he's going to come back and do his job in our own zone too. And, you know, physically he's strong enough that he can get into people and shut them down.
That entire line, what example do they set for the rest of the team? I mean, they scored 2 game-tying goals on Saturday and eventually the game winner in overtime.
Well, I think it goes with any team. I mean, your top end guys, your best players have to produce in big moments, and they've been able to do that. Just like, you know, it seems like a different guy. It could be Vinny, or it could be Leon, or, you know, Junior Gates has scored some big goals. So the way our team's set up right now, I mean, the goal scorers have to score. You know, the guys that don't score a lot need to, you know, kill penalties. They need to chip in a goal here or there, block a shot, you know, have some offensive zone time and do their job too. So I think that's the makeup of a good team. And we're not looking at every guy to have to score, but, I mean, the guys that you expect to score, they need to come through if you're going to win games.
How practice has kind of evolved throughout the second half? As the second half bye came ridiculously early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time, I think, in years that we haven't had a bye during the second half of the year other than that very first weekend. So we have tried to really shorten our practice. We did give our guys a couple Tuesdays off. You know, next week there's probably a good candidate. Monday we just let them play shinny hockey as something different, just to try to get them, you know, to get their legs back, because, you know, we didn't get home till, you know, by the time they were in bed, it's probably 3 o'clock in the morning or four or whatever it is, by the time you can fall asleep. And so we're trying to monitor that. You know, they've got schoolwork to deal with and study hours, and they have a lot on their plate, so we're doing everything we can to monitor them, you know, physically, and that's part of Cal's job. He does a good job with that. And because I think the nice thing, the second half, I haven't seen dead legs yet. And we've all been around sports where, you know, as much as the guys want to do it, they don't have any legs. And we haven't experienced that this year.
Be a little surprised to kind of see that, especially after this past weekend where there's 11 forwards for 50-plus minutes both nights.
Well, sometimes that can be good because you can get into the game, you get into the rhythm, you're not sitting there for long periods of time, and then you can get into games where if there's a lot of whistles or, you know, the stoppages, where if you're rolling four lines, you're not out there for a while. But I think this, especially when we got in probably the last 25 minutes of the game, you know, our top two lines played every third shift, there's no question, they got a lot of minutes. But they're in good shape. I mean, they train 50 weeks a year for a reason.
Mike Smatulli, you said, was day-to-day after Saturday's game. Still
still day-to-day. I mean, he's a question mark right now. We don't know if he'll play or not play. He skated somewhat to part of practice today, and we'll see where he's at tomorrow.
Everybody else good to go?
Yep, everybody else is good to go.
Talk about Wisconsin a little bit. They seem to be kind of resurging.
Yeah, I mean, you could see it at the end of last year. You know, Kunin's a really good player, and they added another first-round pick in Frederick. The young guys have played, including a freshman goaltender. They're a year older. So both their goaltenders are playing well. They're splitting them on Friday, Saturday night. I think that's a big thing. If you look at their numbers, a lot like Eric, their second-half numbers are much better than their first-half numbers. Very good on the power play and penalty kill. And they can score goals. I think you look at their team, that they've got a real good group of forwards, and I think they've won a lot of games by being able to get to 4 and 5 a night.
Given the rivalry and what's at stake, how emotional would you anticipate this series?
Well, I think that, you know, we'll have good crowds. Be interesting with the snow what happens on Friday. But I think, you know, it's one of those series that the fans look forward to, and so it sounds like pretty much sold out for the games on Friday, Saturday. So the atmosphere is going to be there, and now you want to have that emotional component involved too when the puck drops. So the guys will be excited to play. We've put ourselves in a good position. Still a long ways to go. One more weekend in February, and then, you know, then you flip the page to the most important month of the season. So we just want to, just like we went to Penn State, you know, we want to make sure we're ahead of Penn State at the end of the weekend. We want to make sure, you know, we're ahead of Wisconsin at the end of this weekend too. All right?
Thank you. Thank you.